If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Update time, because Hannah had talked about this about a week and a half ago, that she had gotten a DM from a modeling agency, like a real legit modeling agency. And she knew it was legit because she had done some modeling stuff in the past. But like, usually they'll DM you like, hey, do you want to model for us? And it was like, she was like, sure, you know, throw me some hoodies or whatever, I'll model the hoodies for you. But this was like, you had to audition to be part of the model agency, and you went through that audition process. What did that like process look like again, so everyone kind of knows what the audition?
I mean, it was like legit and scary, like clipboard, dressing room, plain outfit. They told me hit 3 poses, and then I left.
And you don't have any experience. They're like, what poses? Like modeling
yeah.
pose.
Yeah, I was like, glam, am I smiling? Vogue. Am I serious? And they're like, do what makes you feel comfortable, go.
And they were all
boom,
just
boom,
like,
boom.
Almost like you see in the movies or something. There's like Tyra Banks was standing there, mean mugging you kind of thing, right? And then you were supposed to hear back. So you finally got word on what they said about your poses and your modeling ability.
Yep. I am sad to report that I did not get the modeling job.
Aww.
Dang.
I did not get it. You know, we like were horsing around about it.
Yeah, I thought for sure you were going to get this.
Like,
I did
we
not.
Literally yeah. Did, yeah, our last segment, we were like horsing around about it and my family had like hyped me up and everything. And then when I got the news that I didn't get it, like I'm very upset about
it. I was going to say, are you mad? Because if someone asked me, no one's ever asked me to model, but if they made the mistake of asking me to model, I would not be upset. So were you upset about it?
I was, because how could I not take it personally? Like,
No, those people suck. I don't take it personally. Those people,
like,
they got
I'm like,
it wrong.
What was wrong with me? And I'm not.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, and I'm really, we all know that I lack confidence, but that day in particular, I felt confident. I had just gotten a spray tan. I had just gotten my hair highlighted. So if you know, like when it's done by a salon, it looks really good. And I felt like I had made progress in the gym. Like I just felt, for once, I felt like I might have looked decent. So then to hear that I didn't get it made me feel like, oh my gosh, am I ugly? Like, do I not have, do they not want to present me? Like, do they not trust me? What's going on? And so I am upset and I am taking it personally.
It does suck.
Yeah. How do they break the news? I mean, what do they say?
I mean, they were professional or whatever. They just said like, you know.
You're ugly? Is that how they do it?
Unfortunately, we have to pass you up. But yeah, really? In my mind, all that's I'm reading is like, right, you're ugly. Don't ever show your face anywhere. Goodbye.
That's well, that
like
is clearly not
how
true.
I read it. As you're, a yeah, I don't know.
You're clearly beautiful. You are clearly an amazing person. They are missing out because I don't remember the company's name. They suck. We don't have to shut them out.
Right.
But their billboards, I'm sure they got blown over by the rain.
Hopefully. I don't know. And I just, now I feel bad because it's a company that I liked. So now I'm like, well, you didn't support me. Should I support you? Is that terrible for me to think?
No,
like
I don't think so at all.
Because it was a clothing brand? Is that what it was?
And I feel terrible for saying that. And I know I'm bitter and I'm sure I'll get over it in a little bit. But for right now, I feel upset and I feel hurt. And that's like a thought that crossed through my mind. I'm like, you guys really chose to not support me in something I wanted to do. Should I support you back?
Is that how you feel as a woman, AB? Is that like you feel like people just look at you guys like as like these? As...
I would always like pass by that clothing place from now on and probably just be like, I will never step foot in there. They hate me. I would probably be thinking the same thing.
Dang.
Yeah.
I hate that for you.
Yeah.
I don't know why it feels so personal, but it really does. Probably because I was gaining a little bit of confidence, which is so hard for me to do. And then it got ripped back down.
Yeah, it almost would have been better.
So now I feel worse.
For you to like walk in there and walk out and be like, oh, I did not feel good about that.
Yeah, like
yeah,
that.
Right. Then you would have been like,
okay,
well, that's
I
why I
game.
Didn't get it.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But, oh, it's like, I hate it.
I feel as though I cannot relate to anything modeling related, but I have wanted jobs or wanted opportunities and gone past on them. And I do feel like they're so personal, like they're because what we, especially even radio, like even a radio job that I've wanted, because what we do is share our personal lives like this. Like, oh man, they don't want to hear my stories or they don't like me. And it's just, it really isn't the case. Sometimes this is going to sound like the most cliche two comments I'm going to make that are so cliche. Okay. The person who got the job and who's supposed to be on the billboard and supposed to be doing the modeling are the right people, like though, and you're gonna find the right situation for you. So right. Cliche, but it is true. It's they stay for music and movies. The guy who got the role or the woman who got the role is supposed to be in the role, and you're gonna find the role, right role for you. And the other thing is, it really isn't personal. Sometimes they're just looking for a certain look. Like if you were, you and me could have both done the same thing, they'd be like, oh, we're looking for like an average, ugly dad looking guy.
Oh my gosh.
And so like and so they there really is. They're looking for a very specific look. And so it's not you. They are like, oh, we're looking for something right now.
They're not looking for you. They were looking for their niece or their daughter. And they couldn't, you know, they have to go through the process.
You think it's like nepotism?
I definitely do.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. No? I like that.
Yeah, yeah. They did some shady stuff. They were doing shady.
Well, if anyone's hiring an ugly model, I will do it.
Oh my gosh.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.